This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 6th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Edge of the Lunatic Fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia, and we will have a good time doing this, although I'm pretty sad right now. We'll get to that in a moment. But before I do, we've got a straggler from last week, and if you don't identify it tonight, well, that'll be retired at the end of the show. If you do, well, we'll move on to another question. Now, about that straggler. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than they are in any other state. West Virginia comes in next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York for the state with residents less likely to do it. Do what? All right, so there's your question. Of course, you'll have 11 bumper stumpers, and they all have a definitive theme as well. But if you know the artist, that's good enough. If you get the theme, now that's even better. All right, now, when all else fails, you can have your own category. And man, we prove it every week. If you know something about something, and let's face it, everybody does. Well, request that category. We'll have a question for you. It could be charts, or it could be lyrics, or it could be hominins, for God's sakes. Yeah, good old Johnny D loves his hominids. So whatever it is that you know something about, we've got a question for you. Now, before we get into it, and we will with Brian and Joliet, we're going to do charts. Barry in New Hampshire, we're going to do Beatles. But Russ and Des Plaines zoning in on what is just bumming me out today, and that is Friday, Brenton Wood died. And 83 years old, it was a life well lived, but even so, he was living in Moreno Valley, just east of Los Angeles, and he died in his sleep. And he'd been ill for a while. He had started his last tour, the Catch You on the Rebound tour, aptly named, and unfortunately had to drop out due to hospitalization and some health issues, and he hadn't really ever recovered. Alfred Smith, he moved to Los Angeles area from Shreveport as a kid. Brenton Wood came from Irwin Zucker, Promotion in Motion, who lived in Brentwood. And so when he signed him to Double Shot, he said, how about we name you Brenton Wood? And it stuck. Of course, things like the Oogum Boogum song, everybody knew that. That was a big hit. But in East L.A., Catch You on the Rebound, oh, man, that was one of the biggest. I think you got your fools mixed up, and on. So tomorrow night, we're going to play all Brenton Wood bumpers. But as for tonight, we're going to put that aside, although Russ in Des Plaines wanted to comment on it. So, Russ, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, I'd like to request a couple of songs in memory of Alfred Smith.
Yeah, Brenton. Sure.
Better known as Brenton Wood.
Or, by the way, now before Brenton Wood, he was Little Freddy.
Oh, that I didn't know. Okay. Yeah, I always loved his music. What a song, my favorite song was Give Me a Little Sign.
Okay,
it?
Yeah, Give Me a Little Sign.
And
sure.
Of course, the Oogum Boogum. Right. You hear that song, you can't get it out of your head, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, yeah, what was he, 83?
Yes, he was. He was born in 1941. And like I say, his parents moved him from Louisiana to just outside of South Central, really, in Compton. And he graduated from Compton High and was quite an athlete, track and other things, really getting all sorts of awards. But he wound up wanting to write songs, play piano, and all that, and just stuck with it.
Yeah, Shreveport, Louisiana, that brings back old memories from 50-some years ago when I was in the military. Fort Polk was right near there, you know.
Well, and Shreveport, of course, that's where Stan, you know, Stan's music from from Shreveport. Stan the Record Man in Shreveport, Louisiana, the mail order, best mail order. And he also owned Paula and a couple of Ron and a couple other labels. So a lot of good stuff came out of Shreveport.
Yeah.
And then there was Bossier City, but that's another subject.
Give me a little sign. Was that the name of it, right?
Give me little sign. G-I-M-M-E, little sign. Give me little sign.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite old 45s. That was one of my make-out songs. You bring the girlfriend over and turn the lights down and put on about a dozen 45s, and that was one of them.
Yep, 1967 was his year. Oogum Boogum got to number 4 on the pop charts, and Gimme a Little Sign was top 10 on the pop charts, and Baby You Got It did well R&B, but not as good pop, but, you know, Baby You Got It, big East L.A. record. All those records were huge as far as East L.A. Art LeBeau played them till his dying day, and Brenton used to go on tour. Many of the Art LeBeau tours would feature Brenton Wood.
Okay, was he active performing until the last 10 years or so? Or?
He was active at performing until February of 2024. He was doing his last tour, the Catch You on the Rebound tour, and he was sick, had to be hospitalized, and he never really recovered from that. And it's interesting because his manager was quoted as saying he went over there Thursday because he died in his sleep Friday. And the guy went over there Thursday and was playing piano for him, and Brenton was sitting in his hospital bed. And he said, "Friend, is there anything you want to say to your friends and your fans?" And he said, "Tell my fans I said, catch you on the rebound." So we will, that's for sure.
That's a nice way to go, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Raleigh, you and John, I hope you have a very happy and healthy New Year, of
course.
Well,
you too, and be listening tomorrow night for all that Brenton Wood.
Will do.
All right,
thanks.
Yeah, I had him on the air when I was at KOA in Denver. I had him spend 3 hours with me. It was just great. All right, so that'll show him. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And we'll do some movie questions with Lisa. And let's see. Ruth and Gurney wants international New Year's celebration trivia. Okay, I'll find something. But we'll do charts first with Brian and Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Fine, thank you, Raleigh. I hope you're doing well. And I'm sorry to hear about Brenton Wood. I love that song, Give Me a Little Sign, so much. Sung it back when I used to sing karaoke, and I just love that song. And some I didn't hear too many. I'll be looking forward to tomorrow. You're going to be playing a tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, picking out 11 Brenton Wood songs is really easy for me. I could probably pick out 50. So,
I'll be listening, and, you know, my condolences.
Yes. All right, so you want to do trivia. You want to do charts this week in 1965?
Yes.
All right. Number 1, I Feel Fine.
Beatles.
Number 2, Come See About Me.
Supremes.
Number 3, Mr. Lonely.
Bobby Vinton.
Yeah, number 4, Love Potion. Number 9. British group that remade Clover's records and other records too. They were on Cap.
It sounds like the Rolling Stones.
No, the Searchers.
Oh, the Searchers.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, they did things like Sugar and Spice and Love Potion Number 9.
Yeah.
I thought they were a muscle group.
Almost all those, if not all of them, were doing American soul covers at first and American R&B.
Oh, of course, but the Searchers never did anything else.
Yeah, they kind of, there were always so many great soul songs they could cover, you know.
Oh, they did a good job with some of them. But anyway, number
5,
speaking of British acts, well, or actually Parisian at that time, number 5, Downtown.
Oh, Petula Carr.
Right. Number 6, Going Out of My Head.
A Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Number 7, Amen.
Um,
oh, don't fail me now. You can't fill it. This is a great record.
Well, that would have to be Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions.
Yep, the Impressions it is on ABC Paramount. Number eight, The Jerk. It's an L.A. record.
Oh.
Don Julian was the lead singer.
The Jerk. The Larks.
Good enough on the Money label. Excellent. Number nine, You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Oh, The Righteous Brothers.
And number 10, The Wedding. This is very forgettable. It was on Mercury. It was a female vocal. You never wanted to hear it again.
I don't know. I won't take any time on that one. Okay.
The Wedding was the lovely and maybe talented Julie Rogers.
Well, I don't even know if I've ever heard that one.
Well, exactly. So I'm looking for that because I'm not sure that I remember it either. And we're talking it's number 10, proving, of course, that Paola was alive and well even then. But let's see if we can find. I'm finding it by Everybody Like the Cordettes. That's not what I want. And the Butchering Persians. No, I definitely don't want them. I've got it by June Valley. That's interesting. Well, no, this was.
Well, I have a question if you don't want to.
Yeah,
well. A question in relation to, I think it was a week or two ago. I stalled out at number 19 or something.
Yeah.
February 1970 cover of Walking in the Rain by the Ronettes did the original.
Yeah, Jay and the
Americans. I didn't catch who did the cover of it.
Jay and the Americans.
Jay and the Americans
yes,
did that?
Yes, I played it. It was painful.
Yeah, I just got the very beginning, and I didn't catch the name.
Yeah.
But The Wedding, that was a female vocalist.
Yeah, it was somebody named Julie Rogers. I don't know. I don't have it. I've got it by June Valley, but I'll have to find it by Julie Rogers somewhere. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we don't want to hear it.
That's fine by me.
Yeah. But that's all right.
But thank you.
90%. You're a winner. Hang on.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Don't go away. All right. So, yeah, sometimes you see that stuff on the charts, and it really does make you wonder, doesn't it? All right. So let's put Brian on hold so John can confirm his address, and we'll try not to lose him. Oh, look at this. Steve Jarrell's checking in. Steve, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, my old friend. How you doing?
All right. What's going on? Tell me all.
I'm still kicking. I'm back. I'm down here in Nashville, and I retired the Sons of the Beach in May after 42 years.
Oh no, that's so sad.
Well, the rhythm section had been with me over 30. All the guys and a couple of guys were having health problems, and rather than go back and try to rebuild, and you know, we were so close. I mean, you know. A rhythm section staying with you 30 years in Nashville is
amazing. Yes, it is amazing, and I absolutely can understand you saying time to retire, but it's sad for the rest of us, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not giving up. A couple of guys, like I said, had health problems, so I figured, I'd rather people, there's a lot of stuff on YouTube, go look at it instead of coming out and saying, well, they're okay, but they're not what they used to be.
Right,
you know,
right,
saying?
Absolutely, I understand that thoroughly, you betcha.
Time to let it go, but I'm still kicking, just not as high. I've got a brand new music video out.
You do?
As a matter of fact,
what is it?
Came out about a month ago. It's a song. Actually, I wrote it 40 years ago with a friend of mine, and we wrote together. And it's called Pages.
Oh.
And I recorded it back then at RCA Studio B before Country Music Hall of Fame took it over, but
nice.
I never liked my vocal on it. So, you know, I got a bunch of those that I just haven't finished that I don't like. But then I thought about 3 months ago, I said, well, you know, it wouldn't have meant anything then to my generation, but it would now. Because what it's about is going through your old high school yearbook and seeing that first love and wondering where she is.
Wow. Wow.
So it's it's on YouTube. Steve Jarrell
and Pages. Hey. Yeah, no, I just did, and it popped up immediately. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep singing. I just did the one over in November and did the Beach Music Awards, and saying I've still got sand in my shoes on there. That big beach music station in Myrtle Beach ran a contest a couple of years ago, and it was called it was a contest. They were trying to get listeners to call in for the top 20 all-time beach music classics, and right. I still got sand in my shoes. Came in number 8 in the all-time.
Oh, that's great! That's great.
Yeah, so I was excited about that, and that's about all that happened. Missed my old buddy Clifford Curry. You know,
I think about him so often.
Yeah. He was the best.
And then we lost Buzz Kaysen this year. That was so sad.
Yeah. We sure did. I talked to Buzz and saw him a few times, and he's a big loss.
It is. Yeah.
And you know, the whole though, we're just losing so many of them. It's just really sad, but that's part of life, I guess.
Right. Like just Friday, Brenton Wood passed away. So, you know, all the East LA fans are upset, and me too, about that. So, yeah.
I talked to Chanel 3 days ago. He's still around. He's not doing much, because they're all getting up in age.
Well, exactly.
I was telling my guys, because I'm still doing, 60s and 70s and a few 50s and some doo-wop and what I've always done in Carolina beach music. And basically, we'd outlive the audience, these 80s stations now are playing, the oldies stations now are playing the 80s and 90s, and I don't know what you're playing.
Well, right. No, my beach music is so long gone. I don't expect to hear Earl Bostic anytime soon. I might hear a little 60-Minute Man, but not regularly. It's a whole different world, but that's true about beach music. It kind of goes in waves. It was so big in the early 50s, and then it came back for a while. In the 70s, it was hot again, Ms. Grace and things like that. It just sort of goes in and out. But yeah, the music that I liked that was beach music is so long gone. And I was talking to one of the club owners years ago in Myrtle Beach, and he said, it's just economics. You people aren't going to drink. We need a younger crowd.
Well, I since I talked to you last, it's been a long time, but
yeah.
I moved back to Myrtle Beach for about 6 months.
No, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. And then actually I went back to Virginia in 2016 and stayed a couple of years, and then to Myrtle Beach, and then I was still doing the band and radio and got into radio now. So, I've been on the air on and off. I've got a show on Saturday mornings now on the internet.
Well, tell us about it. Let's give that a plug. Where can we find it?
Well, I appreciate it. It's mybnr.com.
Okay, mybnr.com.
Okay. Yeah. And, on the air for the past 20 years, I've called myself the daddy-o on the patio.
Right, yes.
Yes, I'm still the daddy-o on the patio. And I do a mixture of oldies, 50s, 60s, doo-wop, 70s. I don't go much into the 80s. And I do Carolina beach music, and I do classic country. And I take requests.
Well, neat.
So, on Facebook, you can go to Daddy on the Patio and drop off your requests. So I'm loving it. And because I like to keep that stuff alive. And
absolutely.
somebody's got to do it. But yeah, and I'm still performing too.
So I'm looking at mybnr.com. It's B or is it BMR.com?
No, B as in Bob, N as in Nancy, R as in Richard.
Okay, yeah, that's where I was. I'm seeing Meet Our Crew, and I don't see you. I see Sid Mark. He's been gone a while. I see you. You're right under Sid Mark. All right, good deal. Well,
yeah,
we'll give that a link too.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm on Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock to noon Eastern time.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I certainly do. But I joked with the band before we broke up. I said, I'm going to get new business cards made. It says Sons of the Beach Band for the Newlywed and the Nearly Dead.
I love that. I love it. I should tell you, by the way, I blew the break, so you and I are talking online, but WGN went to the news. So.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine with me too, actually. But I want you to keep in better touch. That's for darn sure.
I will. I want to, and I tell you, I was talking to Doc Damon yesterday. We talked for about an hour.
How is he?
He's doing fine. He's retired, living out of town, and not about an hour out of town, I guess.
Okay.
And we were talking, you know, and your name came up, and I said, "Well, you know, remember Raleigh? Well, where is she now?" And I said, "I don't know. I haven't. It's been a while, you know." So I decided to look this morning, and I found you were on WGN.
Yes, and of course,
you living up there?
No, I'm believe it or not, I'm living in Arizona.
Yeah, what part?
Do you know where Globe is? No one knows where Globe is. All right. Well, part of the time we're in the Scottsdale. No, Globe is, if you were in Phoenix and you went due east for about 90 miles, you'd get to Globe.
You know where Sholo is?
Yes, of course I know where Sholo is. Sholo is the next town over from us on Highway 60.
I own 20 acres of land in Sholo.
Really? Do you ever get there?
Never been there in my life.
Oh,
my folks passed away, and they lived in Sholo proper.
Yeah.
But they bought this out in the desert or somewhere out near the Navajo Indian Reservation, 20 acres out there. Dad had a travel trailer of it.
Right.
And anyway, when they passed away, they left it to me, and I've been paying taxes on it for about 18 years. I've never seen it.
You should come on out.
Well, I will one day. I keep saying I'm going to, but I haven't made it yet. I'd like to sell it, but, you know, I'm waiting. It doesn't have any water or light. Well, no. It does have water because Dad had an underground stream and had a windmill and pumped the water, but still no electricity out there.
You know?
So I'm just kind of waiting. I'll leave it for my kids, you know. I'm 75 years old now, you know.
For sure. The electricity is easier to conquer than the water. So if he's got water, if he's got a well and access to a stream, he's good to go. That's the problem with most of the land. They don't have water access. But if you do, you know, you can live off the grid. You can live on solar and propane and all that. You'd be surprised how many people do it.
Yeah. Well, that's what Dad did, had propane, you know, for his electricity. But he had a well dug and then had a windmill that pumped water.
Sure, and see, that's everything, because that's the big problem here is a lot of land have absolutely no water access, and you'll see million-dollar homes, and you read the particulars, and it said it's hauled water. I'm like, I don't think so.
But anyway, well, listen, I better let you get back to the show, so I will tune in and listen. But it's great talking to you.
Well,
you ever get
like
back
this
to Nashville? Or?
You know, we don't get anywhere, is the truth, because, you know, I own some radio stations here and cell tower and stuff like that, and I do the GN thing at night. So, no, I have no time to breathe. And John had a stroke a couple of years ago, and he's doing very well. But even so, you know, we just, you know, we say, hey, maybe next year, but it ain't this year, that's for sure. But you've got my email address. Send me an email so that we can stay in better touch, and I'll get these links up there.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, and great talking to you.
Likewise.
Miss you here, though. I tell you, I miss those old days.
So do I. Yes, yes. You know, I always say places only exist in time. And Nashville 50 years ago, golden, absolutely golden.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it now. I don't go down to town. I live up in Ridgetop.
Yeah.
15 miles north out of town, population 2,000.
Perfect.
Yeah, I used to have a library that somebody lost the book. It'd barely been covered.
Exactly, yes. I relate. No, that's what I loved. It was a town when we were there, you know. Fine dining.
It was.
Fine dining was the peddler, you know.
Yeah, we all knew each other.
Absolutely.
You know, in the business and helping each other. Now, you know, try to, you know, meet and talk with somebody. It's, well, do you have an appointment? Well,
yeah, no. Yeah, that's just wrong. No, you just walk in and sit down. Exactly.
Yeah. And Doc and I was talking, Music Row now is disgusting. It's condos, high tower, towers.
Yeah, and we all worked out those little houses and of course, the Quonset hut and everything else. Yes, of course. Well, when it stopped being 16th Avenue South and 17th Avenue South, I knew we were lost. You know, call that Music Square or whatever.
Days.
Oh, I do too.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Well, Broadway's like a zoo. I mean, it's just, it's like a zoo. Well, let me let you get back to work.
All right.
Love you, girl.
Thanks for calling, Steve. I look forward to hearing from you. Appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. How nice. All right. So if you're listening now, you're listening on the stream. I know you're not listening on the air because WGN is probably just concluding the news. And after they conclude whatever it is they're doing, you'll hear your first bumper. You'll know it. You may not know the theme, but you'll know it. And we'll review everything else coming up.
Have you ever had the blues? Didn't know which way to go. Didn't know day from night or your left. Right, boy, you really had the blues. Have you ever sat and cried and didn't know the reason why? Have you ever been alone and watched your telephone? Boy, you really had the blues. I don't know what love is, but this is one thing I know. To go, I got the blues. Well, I'm feeling mighty sad. Oh, well, this looks like the end, my friend. Oh, I really got the blues.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper. You may not figure out the theme, but you should know who that is. And we have a question in play. It is the straggler. It will be revealed at the end of the night tonight if you do not get it. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. West Virginia comes in next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York for states with residents less likely to do this. Do what? All right, so there's my question. If you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, pick your own topic. Sky is the limit on that. We prove it every Monday night, in fact. But, oh, this is Old Home Week. We talked to Steve Jarrell, which was fun, and talked to him during the news, actually, as well. So if you're listening on the stream, you heard it. Otherwise, you were fortified with what's going on in the world at large. However, I'll put links to Steve's stuff on the website. But now, like I say, Old Home Week. Bob K. Yeah, now there's a name from the past. KFWB and so much more. Whoa, whoa. In fact, that's where Carol Ford worked for him. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Wally. How are you?
All right. Still in Massachusetts?
Happy New Year.
You too.
I am still in Massachusetts. Don't plan to leave here for a while.
All right. All right.
I'll be in Orange County in a couple weeks for the NAMM show, but
okay.
Otherwise,
all right. That'll be fun. Although, you know, you being a Southern California person like I, every time I go back, it's like, where did this traffic come from? This is not even possible. You know, people talked about traffic in the past. No, that was nothing. Now it's like gridlock.
It's my home.
Yeah. But it's literally gridlock from San Diego to Ventura County.
At 2 in the morning.
Yes. No, no matter when. And, you know, all these people with their damn internet connectivity, they found all the surface streets, so you're not safe on that either. So, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just...
So I have an answer to your Pennsylvania question.
You do? Okay, what?
They don't eat tasty cake.
Oh, they don't anymore. That's for darn sure. But no, that's not.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Poor tasty cakes. They were so good before. But anyway.
Hey, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
I have Julie Rogers singing The Wedding.
Oh, no.
Queued up right here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no. I have a feeling that this I have a feeling I know this song because wasn't it an Italian song?
No, she's from England.
Yeah, I know, but the record was originally Italian. Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah, the title is La Novia. Dean Reed did it, among others, but the original guy was Anthony Prioto or whatever. But anyway, yes, I'm pretty sure that's it. Let's hear her.
Okay, here we go.
You by my side, that's how I see us. I close my eyes and I can see us.
Had enough?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. No, it's as bad as I remembered, but as I say, this is originally an Italian song. You can look that up at your leisure. You know, it's not any better in a foreign language. But how did that get to number 10? You know, I had to think, who was doing the charts back then? Money must have changed hands.
Well, the good news is she's still alive.
No.
She's 81 years old.
Yeah.
And she lives in the United Kingdom still. Mm-hmm. Same age as I am, 81 years old. And she's still kicking and probably singing her one-hit wonder wherever she goes.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the first person to record it in English, when the guy did it in Italian in 1961, the first person to do it in English, and this is why the only reason I knew the song, because I'd never heard of this Julie Rogers person, Anita Bryant recorded it.
Oh, sure. I remember hearing
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Right on the old Carlton label. yeah. So Anita Bryant did it as much justice as I guess you can do for this song, but it was horrifying to me to know there's over 104 versions.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I have a Bretton Woods story for you, too,
I want to hear it.
When I was a music director and morning man at KASK in Ontario, I was the first radio station in the country to play the Oogum Boogum song.
Oh, that's great.
And shortly thereafter, Irwin Zucker introduced me to Bob Oakes, who was new program director at KFWB, and Oakes hired me as music director for the station.
Oh, wow.
And Irwin Zucker brought me a bunch of acetates, and he said, all right, you have a good ear. I did have a pretty good ear. And he said, pick the next single. And I said, okay. And we listened to him, and I said, give me a little sign.
Yeah.
So about 6 months later, and I have it sitting here about 3 feet from me, Irwin presented me and probably dozens of other people. Mm. With the double gold record
for
the Oogum Boogum song and Give Me a Little Sign.
Oh, that's great. Yes, Irwin Zucker, Promotion in Motion.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
God rest his soul.
Oh, yes, yes. And now sadly, Brenton's gone too. Well, what a great story. I never asked you how you got to KFWB, but that's a wonderful story.
Well, now you know.
Yes.
I was a DJ at KASK. I realized that I wasn't good enough to make it to the major markets, and so I decided music directing and management might be the better way to go. So, and sure enough, it paid off for me. Never made it as a DJ, and actually kind of lost the interest after that point. But yep, that's how I made it to KFNWB.
Now, is Bob still with us, Bob Oakes?
He is. He lives in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's where he was before. He worked at EEZ and and then KBW, of course, in Buffalo. So he went back to Philly. Wow. And
SAI.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
He's not doing radio anymore. He has a studio, and he just had a birthday. Oh, a couple weeks ago. I forget how old he is.
He worked for Mars, and that's what was the most impressive thing to me. Because, the fun tests and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Mars was just the best. And I know people are saying, what the hell? Yeah, Bob Whitney and Stan Kaplan and Dan Ingram, Mars Broadcasting, and they did, jingles and other things, but the fun tests were just terrific.
Getting pretty deep in the weeds here.
Yeah, well, but yeah, so that to me that was his glory, rather than he's at WCCO or anything like that. But yeah, I'll be darned. So he's back. Is he in the Philly area?
And he's out near. I think he's out near Chester County.
Yeah, that's absolutely the Philly area. All right.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well,
sure,
good.
Sure.
I'm glad to hear it.
He was good buddies with Robert W. Morgan. He was.
Yes. Because of IND.
Yes, he was responsible for that big mishap at WIND.
Yeah, right, yes. Before
but
Robert
I was a benefactor of that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was a benefactor of that. Robert W. had a brother who lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I was at the mighty WOWO.
Okay.
And Morgan would come down and spend a weekend with his brother and go fishing, as they say in Indiana, every once in a while. And. Yeah. He would pop into the studio because we would get him free hotel rooms and stuff like that and meals.
Oh, that's great.
And he would record tracks for me.
Perfect.
So I have a bunch of tracks that Robert W. recorded, like, number one then, number one now, all that kind of stuff.
I can hear him saying it. Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah, all right.
How far in the weeds do you want to go with WoWo?
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, of course, you know, we cry just hearing the call letters now after they just obliterated the signal. I mean, that was just, and I understand that they wanted to improve the New York signal, but I don't care. It was just wrong. No.
It was a criminal act in my mind.
Yes.
You know, the transmitter was in Huntington, Indiana,
right,
which is about 15 miles from Fort Wayne from the studios. And they had a guy out there, I forget his name, but he manned the there was someone there 24 hours a day at the transmitter, and it was an old HG50, 50,000 watt transmitter, right, with these big tubes, you know, about the size of 50-gallon barrels. And I had to fill in every once in a while. I was on one night, and I played Frankenstein,
the song
Frankenstein?
Yeah, right.
And I got a call from the transmitter. I think the guy's name was Homer. I'm not sure.
Perfect.
But he said, do you have any idea what this tube does when you play that song, when it goes into the high, wacky notes? He says, the tubes just go crazy. And so I actually went out to the transmitter one night and watched it, and sure enough, Westinghouse was kind of cheap, and they sent us tubes that were going soft from KYW.
Yeah.
They had the same transmitter, or WINS.
Right.
And so they would send us the soft tubes,
and they
had these faults, like they would flash.
Well, if it is the transmitter, I remember, I think they used to call it George. I think it had a name.
You're right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, George.
The thing was about 30 feet long.
Yes,
and,
yes. Took up an entire wall of a room, a big room, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Quite a place to visit. I mean, school kids would go out there on tours.
Yeah.
And see the transmitter site.
Sure.
And they had a bomb shelter studio set up there.
Yeah.
And Homer would show them around that, and you could go in that studio, and, you know, there was food and stuff in there in case, you know, the big one came, and they could stay on the air and keep the thing going.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
What a wonderful place to work, and loved being there with Carol Ford and...
And I've said it many times. I heard her when she was first on there, and someone said, you know, she just got out of college, and she was so damn good. I said, that's it, I quit. You know, I said, because I can spend the rest of my life, and I'm not going to sound that good, so I give up now.
I've heard you tell that story before.
It's 100%
true. Unfortunately.
It was Johnny Randolph and Wacky I told it to, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't the person... brilliant enough to hire her. She was there when I got there. But,
oh, really?
Wow, what a talent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And of
she
course,
was hired by, I think, Chris Rathaus.
Oh, sure, right, of course.
Before me there.
Right, absolutely, Rathaus, you betcha. But, you know, Ron Gregory and so many, just great talent. It's a wonderful radio station. Yes.
I hear from Ron Gregory every once in a while. He's had a couple of strokes.
And
he's not doing real well, but what a great station.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. I didn't know. Wow. But yeah, Chris Roberts and all that.
He owns some radio stations. I think he sold them to iHeart.
Okay, good, good.
So
he can retire now.
Defiance,
good.
Yeah, he owns some stations. I think Defiance, Ohio, or Van Wert, one of those cool places that we used to go for the interviews when we had to do the license renewal.
No, I love it. I love it. Well, I think there's some people who are going to kill me if I don't play trivia again, so I hope you will call me again soon and make it not on a Monday night, and we can talk for the whole damn show.
Okay, great talking to you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Happy New Year.
So, good deal. Yes, Bob K. And, all right, I promise, we'll get back to it. No doubt about it. We're going to get Beatles trivia with Barry and charts. Fran and Austin wants charts. Ruth and Gurney, those International New Year celebration trivia. Lisa and Dundee, her movies. Billy Bob wants charts from June of 65. He's also got a guess on our question. You remember our question. We had a question. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. West Virginia comes in next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. So... what are people less likely to do in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, etc.? All right, so 888-876-5593. Obviously, if you listen to the show, you know I love radio, and I figure if you're still listening to the show, you love radio too. That's why if you don't know about it, you absolutely should spend some time at ccradio.com. ccradio.com. Not only great products, but great information about radio. And many years ago, when Bob Crane was as disgusted as the rest of us were about reception, he decided he'd do something about it. And boy, did he. And that grew into a number of radios, each more unique than the next, and each with just features you don't find anywhere else. But the one commonality in all of them is amazing reception. Now, radio is always a necessity when normal communication is down. And I'll tell you what, the CC Skywave SSB2 is the ultimate companion and emergency radio. It fits in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. The reception is terrific. The audio is sharp and clear for its size, and it gives you access to important communication that your smartphone won't get, emergency single sideband transmissions, and you can also listen, of course, to your favorite AM and FM. You've got the weather band plus the weather alert and ham radio operators from all over the world. So if you go to ccradio.com, take a look at that CC Skywave SSB2. If you can't go online, you can give them a call. They've got the world's best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, go to ccradio.com. You can order online. You can order by phone, too. And in fact, if you can't go online and want a catalog, just give them a call, 800-522-8863. They'll put a catalog in the mail to you tomorrow. So you'll get it one way or another. And the catalog's great, too, because, again, great information as well as great products. But if you're a radio fan, yeah, bookmark it, ccradio.com. And look at that CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Make me a miracle. Make me a miracle. Make me a miracle, my love. I'm only a drop. Make me a fountain. I'm only a hill. Make me a mountain. You can make a slave or a king of me. Make me 90 feet tall. You can make a fabulous thing of me, or nothing at all. I'm only a spark. Make me a fire. I'm only a voice. Make me a choir. You can make a tower of strength of me just by touching my hand. You can make whatever you want of me. I'm at your command.
Make me a miracle. Make me a miracle.
I'm only a cup. Make me a chalice. I'm only a hut. Make me a palace. I can be as wild as a bumblebee and fly with the eagles above. I don't care whatever you make of me. Just make me your love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And yes, let's get back to it. All right, Barry in New Hampshire wants his Beatles. All right, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
It's a reunion night tonight, huh?
I guess it really is. How interesting. Yes. All right. Beatles, Beatles, Beatles. And you'll know this right away. You remember while they were the Quarrymen, and they were arguing amongst themselves about what name to use. And John Lennon came up with this one. The rest of them just said, nah, they finally settled on these Silver Beatles. But what was it John Lennon wanted to call them?
Okay. They had the Nerk Twins. No.
What? No. What? It was
the Nerk Twins? No.
No. Keep going. I'll give you a couple of guesses.
Yeah. Huh.
And in fact, it was Paul McCartney who said, "You can't do that." But John Lennon said, "Oh, yes, I can." And they settled on the Silver Beatles instead. And then eventually the Beatles. But John Lennon, you don't know. He wanted the group to be named the Crickets in honor of Buddy Holly, who was one of his favorite rock and rollers.
Oh,
I'm very surprised.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, now you do.
Well, let me get me some.
All right.
Yeah, no. Yeah, twice in a row.
You'll have to read all about it. All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Right.
Appreciate it. All right. There were several, don't you know? But yeah, John Lennon thought, you know, Buddy's no longer alive. Let's just be the Crickets. And you can't. Oh, no, we're not going to be the Crickets. All right, well, let's be something equal to Crickets. All right, how about Silver Beatles? All right, or not. All right, so let's see. What do we have here? We're going to have some movie quotes with Lisa. But Billy Bob in Bourbonnais wants to do charts. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 10th time caller here.
Glad you're keeping track.
Okay. Dad, I wanted one of the bumper stompers.
Yeah.
I think the second one was that Jimmy Rogers?
Yes, it was. You're a winner. We don't even have to do anything else. It was Jimmy Rogers.
All right.
All right. Good deal. Hang on. Let's get your address. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, one more thing before
yes.
you go.
Yes.
We were at our Pinopolo Club today, and we were saying there was a song called Good News Week.
Yeah, by the Hedgehoppers Anonymous. It's Good News
Thank
Week.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to do. Boy, you're good.
Yeah, someone
good
dropped
evening.
A bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere, and blackening the sky. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away. We're confirming the
Bye-bye.
Address. All right, so let me put him on hold and not lose him. All right, yes. Yeah, it's Good News Week. Doctors found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? Who's won that race? Yeah, too bad that is absolutely useless knowledge. You know, can't remember what I did yesterday, but all the words to It's Good News Week, no problem. We've got Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you're pretty good with those lyrics yourself, you know.
No, I'll tell you, I would not. I would fail. You're just amazing at that. You know, so,
yeah. Well, I decided to really challenge myself and try something different this time. So
we're going to do charts.
Yeah, from 64, no less. October, that's my birth month,
okay,
so I thought
that's
I'd
perfect.
That
yes.
one.
October of 64, I remember it well. All right. Let's see. Here we go.
We'll see how well I remember it.
Okay, I'll bet you get them all. Number one,
okay.
Oh Pretty Woman.
Oh, Roy Orbison.
Number two, Do Wah Diddy Diddy.
Manfred Mann.
Number three, Dancing in the Street.
Was it the Martha Vandellas
yes,
version?
Yes, of course it
yep.
was. Number
the
four,
good version.
Yeah, that's right. Number four.
The Mamas and Papas slaughtered it. Oh
well, that was a couple years later, though. We had a couple years of respite
yeah.
before that happened. Yes.
true.
Number four, Bread and Butter.
New Beat.
Yes, on Hickory. Number five, Remember Walking in the Sand.
Walking in the Sand.
You know, they were the Bad Girls.
The
Ganser Twins.
God.
George Kerr produced them.
Yeah, she was always a bad girl, and she's always yeah. running away. In fact, I just heard something by them today, and I'm blanking. I know
oh,
it's not
my.
The Chiffons.
Oh, no, you're going to hate yourself for this. The Shangri-Las.
Of course. Okay, yeah. okay.
Number six, you'll remember this just because it's so smarmy. We'll Sing in the Sunshine.
Oh, what is her name?
She was from way down under.
Yeah, I know the song very well, but I cannot think of her name. I don't think she had another hit.
No, thank God. She had other records, but no other hits.
Yeah,
that was the...
I heard it. I heard another record of hers that kind of sounded a little bit like the other record.
Right. And, you know, you didn't need another one. But that was the lovely Gail Garnett.
Okay. All right.
Number seven, It Hurts to Be in Love. Well, I'm going to let you think about this, because I'm not letting you go
okay,
that easy,
okay.
because you know this record. I know
yeah,
you know this
I do.
Record.
Yeah.
All right, so
okay.
you're going to think about it. We're going to hear the news, and then we'll be back at it with Monday Night Trivia, Hour 2, coming up on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, all right? So who is that? I know, in some ways sounds like a primitive animal sacrifice, but not. One of my favorite songs, actually. And you can tell me who they are and what that has in common with everything else we're playing. Now, we are back to Fran in Austin. We gave her, 7 or 8 minutes, maybe longer, to think about It Hurts to Be in Love. So who did it? Fran, are you there? I'm pretty sure I'm doing this right. Let me put Fran on hold here a minute and see what's going on. All right, let me try again. All right, Fran, are you with us? No, Fran hung up. All right, and she was doing so well, sort of. All right, maybe she'll go back. I don't know. Maybe it was the last bumper that did her in. I don't know. But and maybe she was still there and I just couldn't hear a word. So she'll call back and we'll leave that top 10 open for her to ace the rest of them. All right, now, with that in mind, Ruth and Gurney wants International New Year's Trivia Celebrations or Celebrations Trivia. So, okay, Ruth, you ready? No, Ruth is not ready. Why am I hearing nothing? All right, this is not a good sign. This is not a good sign at all. All right, let me see what I can do here. Yeah, Monday Night Trivia be tough to be talking to myself all night. But normally Ruth hangs in there, and I got a question for her, too. All right, so we'll put her on hold as well. And I'm going to find out if Cindy is... Cindy, are you there? No. Oh, no. Now, why? I'm looking at the phone system now. Saying, why aren't you working? All right. Well, I don't know. This is not good on Monday Night Trivia. I'll tell you what. This is not good at all, and I'm not 100% sure what I can do about it. So, this is no time, you know, for me to think about this. All right. So. So Cindy is not there. And Cindy always hangs in there, so we know she's there. I'm just not hearing her. Now, why? It says she's on the air. Her pot is up. Nothing is muted. Yeah, all is moot, but nothing is muted. What? I don't know. All right, let's see if I can switch to another hybrid here and see what we can do, because that is possible. So we'll put her on hold, and we'll switch over to here, and we'll see. All right. Cindy, are you there? No. Oh, man. So now I really wonder. And it also makes me wonder whether or not the entire hybrid is down. So what I'm going to do is punt. No, actually, I'm going to go to a break. And then what I'm going to do, if I have to, is reboot the whole thing, which means we've got full lines. Absolutely full lines. We'll lose them all if I have to reboot this. So we're trying not to do that. But if I do have to do that and you're disconnected, you need to call me back. But in the meantime, I don't know if I'm talking to myself, so we'll find out as I throw it back to Bob on WGN Radio.
Oh.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, and lines are full, so don't be calling. Unfortunately, we're not sure what's going on. What I can tell you is that the internet connection is really solid. It's nice. Yeah, very nice. No jitter, no packet loss, great upstream, fine downstream. Everything's fine. All right. Also, the connection to WGN is fine, working like a charm. And the phone seemed to be fine in terms of John being able to talk to every one of you and screen you and put you on hold. Then I try to put you on the air, and you disappear. I'm not 100% sure why, and I'm hoping that it was just one of those momentary things. But John says, try to talk to anyone. No, believe me, I am. Fran and Austin called back. Please be there, Fran.
I'm here.
Oh, praise the Lord. All right.
I will tell you if this will solve any puzzle. I don't know. I was sitting here on the line, and all of a sudden, well, earlier I heard a click and it was cut off, so I had to call back. Mm. And this time when I was back waiting, it started going beep, beep, and it just kept beeping at regular intervals until it finally threw me out. So I don't know if that means anything to you or not. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, I mean, it means absolutely nothing, and that's what's very upsetting. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. But, hey, we're back, and let's not question the good things. And we are at number 777, so you know what this is. What is it? It hurts to
Gene
be in
Pitney.
Love. Yes, absolutely. Gene Pitney on Music Corps. You betcha. Number 8, GTO.
Jen and Dean?
No, on Mala. They were Nashville based.
Little GT.
Yes, exactly.
Shoot.
They had a follow up record called Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
Yeah.
Grant, I'm not getting it.
Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Number 9. Oh, here you go. You'll get
number. Shoulda, coulda, got it.
Oh, but you will get this one. It's not possible you won't. I would be stunned and amazed if you don't get number 9. Last Kiss.
Oh,
where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. Yeah.
Shoot, why can't I remember who did that?
Well, and Wayne Cochran wrote it. But the guy who did, and Major Bill Smith produced it on this guy in Fort Worth, and it was a big hit, and you can't name any other records by him, but he used to always hang out at Gilly's. yeah.
Shucks. I know all the words, but I don't know his name.
J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Okay. I did not remember that. Okay. It's something I just kind of blanked on. I just flat out didn't remember it.
And number 10, rounding it up to number 10, A Summer Song. On World Artists.
Not A Summer Samba.
Ooh. No. This is,
no.
I was about to say it was.
Not a theme no, from this a is, summer place. You know,
trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walk by.
Oh, soft yeah, Chad Jeremy.
Yes, absolutely. All right, finally. All right, very good, good. All right, so.
You dragged me kicking and screaming, but I did it.
Yes, you did it.
I think I missed two. Gail Garnett, I can understand it. I don't hear that very often, but
yeah, I was a little surprised at the new beats, but that's all right. But
I got the new beats.
Oh, you got the new beats. Okay, then you just missed GTO, Last Kiss, and one other. So that's and Gail Garnett. So that's 70%. Then you still won.
Yeah, I want to have a request for the Brentwood.
Oh, of course you do. What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear the flip of Oogum Boogum.
Okay,
like the way you love.
Yeah.
When I bought that record, I think I played that just as much as I played Oogum Boogum. I love that song.
All of his stuff was just terrific, I thought.
Oh, I know. I've never heard any of his, nothing that I've heard of his do I not like.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I like the way you love me. Yes, all right.
Yes.
Because I like the way, yes, absolutely. Big East L.A. record.
All right,
thanks.
Okay.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so, yes, and Brenton Wood wrote it, too. Yes, written by A. Smith. That's Brenton. And, of course, Irwin Zucker, Promotion in Motion, produced it along with a couple other people. So, yes, Fran is absolutely right. All right, now, this is good. We're back in action. Thank God. Sarge and Pappy in Gary, Indiana, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing, Ryan?
All right. I can almost guess what you're going to guess on. You knew who did All Alone.
Channels.
Yes, absolutely right. The Channels. Yes, and a wonderful song. All right.
Yes, it was.
Well, I hope you heard your request last week.
Yeah, can I, I did. I heard them. I got a little bit of a hoarse voice here. Can I make a couple of requests?
Sure.
Down the road?
Sure.
How about a real early Supreme, Never Again? It's kind of a doo-wop song.
Never Again, by who?
The Supremes.
Oh, sure, okay. All right. What else you got?
And I Like Everything About You by the Four Tops.
Oh, okay. You betcha. All right. I'll do it.
Okay. You take care now. You have a good night.
You too. And you won. So hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So let's see. We just did a mailing today. Not on prizes, however. Yes, on Christmas items. Okay. So we're just not real quick on the draw on this stuff. But that means that prizes are coming next. All right. So... oh, Ruth has called back. Oh, good. So now let's see if we can actually talk with her. So, Ruth and Gurney, are you there?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi,
I'm
Ruth.
Lucky in the West. How are you?
All right. I am thrilled about this now. What I want to know, since you want International New Year's, where in the world...
Lucky.
Is,
things that they do lucky.
Well, no, I don't know about that. I just want to know, where in the world is the largest New Year's Eve celebration, over 2.6 million in attendance?
Portugal?
Well, I'd love to say that was right. They do speak Portuguese there, but it's Copacabana Beach, 2.6 million. And the city of Rio actually welcomes 5 million people to the New Year's Eve celebration every year. But at Copacabana Beach, there's over 2.6 million. And there were just the other night.
Okay, I have a couple of requests, but I'm looking for the things that people do to bring luck in. It's absolutely amazing that
All
many...
Right.
Places, and I don't know about what the United States does to bring luck
well,
in.
Well, then why don't,
you know, for
why
the
don't
new
we
year.
Why don't we save that for next week, and you can be thinking about it, and I'll come up with some answers.
Okay, then here's a couple of requests.
Okay.
Oh, and I laughed to the rafters last week when I asked for the Italian song, and you went, "Oh no, oh no." There's a song out there that starts, "Oh no, oh no, oh no." And you should play that when you get a request that that brings you be an oh no,
yeah.
Don't you know? But okay, so the request is there a Louis Armstrong or a Ink Spots Auld Lang Syne?
Oh, I don't know, but we're not going to play Auld Lang Syne. Come up with something else.
Okay, then the next one would anyone have covered that R&B just a... Almost Sinatra, Michael Bublé's Lucky. To be coming home.
I have no idea what that even is.
Oh, the Michael Bublé song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Never heard of it.
Somebody has covered it, I'm sure.
I don't
All
doubt
right.
it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All bye-bye. Right, yeah. I know no Michael Bublé whatsoever. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and I am truly happy in my ignorance. Cindy has called back. All right, now remember, we had a trivia question. You remember that. And that was, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. That's followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York, where they're unlikely to do it. Unlikely to do what? All right, so fewer people in Pennsylvania do it than anywhere. Cindy in Chicago is back on WGN Radio.
Well, I would think maybe it was not used the public school system.
Nope, that's not it. Next.
That's the only thing I could pause. But I have a song request.
What do you want to hear?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it has a really weird name to it, but it's a really... I remember hearing it when I was real young. It was that one song. It's like a Irish jig kind of song.
That's not going to do. I need lyrics or something to help here.
Okay, it's almost like this.
No. Melody's not going to work. Not with you. It's not.
It's an instrument. It's an instrumental.
It's an instrumental. Oh God, help us. An instrumental, try. Just try to hum it or sing it or something or la la.
Okay, da 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 and then it goes da 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 then it's like it's like an Irish jig. That's the only way
I
can think of it.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Now, maybe somebody listening can. You just never know. So, by all means,
it's like a hippie song.
It's getting worse. You're digging a bigger hole. All right. Good deal. Thanks, Cindy. All right. Maybe somebody will know the Irish Jig hippie song instrumental version. So maybe the only version. I have no idea. 888-876-5593. But I'm so happy the phones are working. I don't care about anything else. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's all we have to say, right?
That's exactly.
Oh,
you said it all. That's right. Absolutely.
That says it all. Before I forget, I do have a request that I actually know the name of.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I'm not sure, though. You may not like it, but how do you feel about the Everly Brothers?
Yeah, some of it I really like.
Okay, I would like to request Bird Dog.
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Boudlow and Felice Bryan. I like their stuff.
Were they the originals for that song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I just remember as a kid just loving that song.
Oh, no, it was a good record. Like I say, when they were on Cadence, they used to, Boudlow and Felice Bryant wrote almost all their stuff, and they were just terrific little records. And then after they left for Warner Brothers, that broke up that ability. And I think it was actually Wesley Rose at the publishing company who wouldn't let Boudlow and Felice write for them anymore. And so they, in fact, but it turned out all right, because they wound up, their first record out of the box was a big hit. So you just never know. But Bird Dog, Johnny is a joker. He's a bird.
Yeah,
very funny,
it's a fun
joker
song.
He's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking ain't so funny. What a dog.
I don't need to hear it now.
Yes, you do. All right. Yes, you absolutely do. Yeah, that's Boudlow Bryant, and it was released in 1958, and it was number one on the country charts for 6 weeks. And it was number two on the Hot 100, and the song that beat him out was Domenico Modugno, Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu, Volare.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
either my brother or my uncle had the 45, and they just kept playing it over and over again, and I just loved it. So.
Yeah, it was, Bird Dog was actually a B-side. The A-side...
Oh, really? Yeah, what was the A-side?
Devoted to You.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, right, it didn't hit. Somebody flipped it. Didn't hit. Not much, anyway. I mean, you might remember if you heard it, but it's not that memorable. But the song they had out right before it was just huge for them, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Right.
And that was also, Boudlow Bryant. I mean, he was just terrific.
Yeah,
all right.
Is a good song.
So, I'm going to break. I guess I'm going to break. Oh, well. It was bound to happen.
I could hang out a little longer.
Yeah, right. I guess you have to hang out till after the news for me to give you your quote. I do have a quote. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
I won't.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, did it again. Gee, didn't even notice. Oh, well.
You're the top. Yes, you're the top. You're the top. You're a nervous number. You're the top. You're a cool cucumber. You're a way-out chick who can make my ticker tilt. You're a wicked swinger, ring-a-ding-dinger, you're custom-built. You're the end. You're a souped-up wagon. You're the friend. When the whole scene's dragging. He's a nowhere drip who isn't hip to bop. But if maybe I'm the lowest, you're the top. You're the top.
You're a TV bandstand.
You're the top.
You're the kicks at Birdland. You're the latest song that just rocks along then gone.
You're a Presley sideburn, a jet that I'd burn.
Man, like wow.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that, and what's the theme? All right, so with that in mind, we have our question out there. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. Less likely to do what after Pennsylvania? Less likely to do it in West Virginia than Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. Other places, people are likely to do it. Now, Lisa in Dundee, we left her on hold during the news for me to find a question, which I've since lost. No, here it is. Okay, no, wait. Here it is. Good. All right. So, Lisa, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm okay. Here.
Good. This is a movie, and it is from this century. Okay?
Okay.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Is that from Taken?
Absolutely right. Yes.
Liam Neeson. Ooh, he's a favorite of mine.
Yes, he killed 35 men in 93 minutes in the first film, so all right. So I'm sure scores more in the second and third. Who knows how many in the planned TV prequel. All right.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, well, you are a winner.
All right, thank you, Raleigh.
Don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
I will.
So, good deal. All right, now, people think they know Cindy's song. All right, so we'll put Lisa on hold, and Brian and Joliet has a guess. What do you think it is, Brian?
I'm pretty sure what Cindy getting at was Apollo 100. I think it was called Joy.
Joy. Oh my God, Apollo 100. Oh, how horrible. Okay. Okay. I think I probably have that.
I think it was 1970.
Yeah, let's see. If I could spell Apollo, I'd probably be doing better. Here we are, Joy. Yeah, I've got it. All right. All right, so good deal. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Raleigh.
Yes, and you'll hear it in moments, but we have other concurrences here. Let's see. What does Laura in Willowbrook think? What do you think, Laura?
Well, I could almost guarantee that this is the right one. I don't know about the other gentleman what that one is, but we used to sing this in choir every year at Christmas, and I'll spare you the singing, but I'll say, Jesu joy of man's desiring, that it goes da 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 da, that goes on for like 2 minutes, and then it says more words, and then goes da 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 da, and yes, it does have words.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully it's not that. All right, but thanks for that. I
hope that.
All right, yeah, I do too. But thanks, I appreciate it. All right, now Kim from Wisconsin thinks that she knows. Okay, very good. So Kim in Wisconsin, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
I don't know anymore. How about yourself, Kim?
Doing okay. Happy New Year to you and all of your listeners.
You too.
Thank you. So I was thinking possibly it's Für Elise by Beethoven.
Oh God. Yeah, do we have a modern version of Für Elise? I actually remember that song. I'm not a classical music enthusiast. Okay, I hate it. But yeah, I guess I don't have a version of that here. Oh, that's to my credit. But if Apollo 100 doesn't ring a bell, I'll find Für Elise and we'll try that one.
All right.
Thank you,
good.
Kim. Appreciate it.
All right. All thanks. Right, take care.
Deal.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And so right, greatest hits of the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. Beethoven's next. All right, or not. All right, so now Ruth called back. She thinks she knows. All right, Ruth, so what's Cindy's song?
Well, the biggest New Year celebration is at Gaelic Park, and they're laughing at the Irish Cultural Center on the north side of Chicago over Cindy's calling it a hippie jig. Would love to do it.
I just want to know what the name of the song is.
Okay, I can do it in a Disney
No, no, no,
yodel,
don't do any,
okay.
don't
I'm
do anything. Just tell me the name.
Seventh Calvary, Gary Owen in Glory.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, we'll write that down. We'll see. Yeah, no, we didn't need to hear it, no matter what. All right, so now let's hear Apollo 100, because, you know, that would be easy if that were right. But, Cindy, you'll have to tell us, then I'll have to look for Für Elise. All right, so, Cindy, let's see. Apollo 100, coming up now.
We'll be right back.
a Bach song. I knew I hated it for some reason. A Bach song, yes. Johann Sebastian, that guy. All right, Bach by Apollo 100 on Mega. I think we have a winner. Now, I hope so, because I'd sure hate to find the rest of them. But I think that's the song, because it did have kind of an Irish jig to it. But the reality was that Apollo 100 was, in fact, British. And it was a British instrumental studio group. And it was they decided to do Johann Sebastian Bach's Joy. And I think that was Tom Parker's group, as I recall. But all right, so let's find out from Cindy, because she's calling back, to find out if that is the one she was looking for. Joy by Apollo 100. All right, well, apparently, let's see. All right, so Cindy, is that the song?
Yeah, it's Apollo 100.
Okay, Joy is the name of it. It's a Bach song.
What is a Bach song?
Johann Sebastian Bach. He was a classical composer.
Oh, I thought you said Bach, B-O-H.
No, B-A-C-H, a Bach song.
Oh, okay. But then, anyhow, I took piano lessons for 20 years. Debbie Nikolajczyk was all my right. piano teacher.
Oh, lovely.
And I can play Spiralis on the piano, and it's not that song.
Yeah, yeah. For Elise, that's one they teach every piano kid I know. All right, so it's Joy by Apollo 100. Good deal. We have a winner now, you know.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Could I have a trivia? Could I have a question?
Well, are you going to answer? You're not going to answer ours? You want your own category? What category was it you wanted?
Yeah, maybe an Andy Griffith Show question?
Really? Okay, I can do that, I'm sure. Hang on a minute, though. Don't go away. Stay where you are. I'll find it. Let's see. Let me put Cindy on hold and not drop her. And Robert and Stickney heard a bumper he knows. All right, Robert, what'd you hear you know?
Yeah, your last bumper stumper, You're the Top, that was Ed Cookie Burns, wasn't it?
Absolutely right, though on that side of the record they called him Edward Burns. But yes, of course it was Ed Cookie Burns.
That was on the flip side of Cookie Cookie Let Me Your Comb, I believe.
Yes, it was. And we have a winner.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right. Yes, it was. You're the Top. Ed Cookie Burns. Yes. From 77 Sunset Strip. All right. So that's the deal. Now that we've done that, let us get back here. Let me put him on hold. He's right. Absolutely right. Put him on hold and get back to Cindy for her Andy Griffith question. All right. So here's what I want to know. All right, let's see what did the town of Mayberry give to their guest of honor in the episode Guest of Honor?
Oh, wow. It was the mayor, right?
Well, no, the guest was not the mayor. The guest turned out to be a crook.
Oh, that I don't remember.
Well, they gave
Was that the one where he was traveling through the town?
Well, I guess they gave their guest of honor this in the episode Guest of Honor.
What did they give him?
And like I say, he turned out to be a crook who stole everybody's watches when they were up on stage, but they gave him something.
That I don't. I mean, I've seen every episode of all these old sitcoms so many times, and I don't remember.
They gave him a key.
I never saw that.
They gave him a key to the town.
Oh, that I do remember.
Okay. Oh, it all comes back to me now. All right. Very good. Talk to you soon, Cindy. All right. Good deal.
All right.
So now, 888-876-5593. I have no idea what Karen from Chicago wants to talk about because it just says Karen from Chicago. So, Karen from Chicago, what do you want to talk about?
Hi. I think I know one of the bumpers.
Oh, good. What do you know?
Make Me a Miracle. I believe it's Jimmy Rogers.
Somebody guessed that already, but you were on hold long before
shoot.
That. Well, you were on hold long before that, so we'll give it to you. All right. Don't
worry. Well,
all right.
Okay.
So, yes, it
Thank
was.
You.
All right. So, very good. It was, in fact, Jimmy Rogers on Roulette in 1958. So let's see. We'll put Karen on hold. We're going to do radio trivia with Gary in Austin and Johnny D in Ohio. Of course, those hominins, those lovable hominins are coming up, don't you know? And he's got some guests on our question, too. I'm looking forward to that. And I've got another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
me you love me, it's a doggone sin. Cause every time somebody new come along, you fall in love again. Mm-hmm. You've done me wrong, but it's alright. Mm-hmm. I mess around and fell in love. My new open, you got me hanging on a limb. I introduce you to a friend of mine, and now you're in love with him. Mm-hmm. You've done me wrong, but it's all right. Mm-hmm. I messed around and fell in me going crazy. I'm about to lose my mind over you, who is so untrue and always treat me so unkind. Mm-hmm. You've done me wrong, but it's all right.
Mm-hmm. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That should be pretty easy. 888-876-5593. If you don't have an answer to my question, by the way, I reveal it at the end of next hour because it's a straggler, so it doesn't last longer than this than tonight. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania, less likely in Pennsylvania than any other state in the U.S. West Virginia comes in second, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York, where people are just unlikely to do it. Do what? All right, so 888-876-5593. Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, seems like I get on after Lee Dorsey records.
Yeah, we have a winner. All right. See, I don't even have to ask you a radio question.
Yeah.
All right. You just won. That's right. Lee Dorsey. All right. So what's the theme?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Well, keep listening. Well, we have a winner. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks.
All right. So that is absolutely right. Lee Dorsey. All right. Messed around and fell in love. On Constellation, I'll have you know. All right, so now, Sherry in Naperville is going to guess on our question. I'm glad about that. So, Sherry, welcome back to what's going on here. I think John is actually still talking to Sherry. Probably debating the merits of the trivia question. I'm not sure. But meanwhile, I'm looking for Johnny D's hominin question. But Sherry has a message for Johnny D, so we're going to leave Johnny D on hold and say, okay, Sherry, Johnny D's coming up next. What's your message?
Okay, hi, David. I just want to let him know that when he was the other day, he was talking about North America, South America, that's America. I just want to let him know that the reason we're called America is because, factoid, trivia.
Probably Amerigo Vespucci, I would assume.
Yes. Oh, you know about the cartographer.
Well, everybody knows. Didn't you have to learn that in grade school?
I don't remember when I learned it, but I knew I knew it in high school. Yeah. So I don't remember
Amerigo
when
Vespucci,
I knew that.
Of course, yeah. No, we learned that early on.
And everybody thought he named that body of land America, but right. That was his name.
Yes, it was Amerigo Vespucci. Yes.
Well, just so he knows.
All right, I'm sure he does.
But then I can stay on hold. I have three stupid guesses.
All right, no, go. Let's hear your three stupid guesses.
Okay, my three stupid guesses are in those states they are not inclined to pursue a college education. I say this because it's mostly rural areas.
No.
Probably a family farms.
No.
They are less inclined to hire a housekeeper or cleaning lady.
No.
And they are less inclined to hire a babysitter because they got neighbors.
No.
All right, those are my dumb guesses.
No, they're not dumb at all. It's just remember the states involved. So if Pennsylvania's first, I can understand you thinking it's rural. West Virginia, undoubtedly. But then you get to Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. You might want to rethink that. All right.
Okay, I'll rethink it.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Johnny D. in Ohio. Now, Johnny D, by the way, over the weekend, I was trying to find, you had suggested I buy a book, and I thought I bought it online, and it never came. And now I can't even find the name of it. What's the book?
The name of the book is, first of all, O'Reilly, and thank you for taking my call.
Always.
The name of the book is The Last 2 Million Years. The Last 2 Million Years. And it's, what the hell is the name? Anyhow, that's the name of the book.
Who wrote it?
It wasn't an author. It was a store like that, or a Time or something, a Time magazine.
Okay, like a Reader's Digest or one of those.
Yeah, but it wasn't Reader's Digest.
Right, but that kind of a thing, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The last two million years.
I'm going to look for it. All right, so I don't know, because I know when we called, when you told me about it, that night, I ordered it, and I just realized that book never came, and so I started to look through everything I'd ordered, which is kind of a joke since I order so much, in the last year, and couldn't find it anywhere, so I'm going to try to...
This book, if you did receive it.
Oh, no, it was big, I know, but I didn't receive it, I just wanted to find it. All right. So,
well, if you've seen it, it would look excellent because it's got a marble-like cover, but it's not marble. It looks like marble.
All right.
You'll
now we might be running out of hominin questions. I don't know if I've asked you before, but we're going to ask you again either way, and we're going to talk about Neanderthal morphology being distinct from Homo sapiens in the following ways, except one. All right, and I'm going to give you five choices. So Neanderthal is distinct from Homo sapiens in these ways, except one. One, an elongated brain case. Two, a larger cranial capacity. Three, evidence of brain asymmetry. Four, having larger teeth. Five, having a retromolar space.
Oh, God. What was the question again, though? I got the things, the choices.
Neanderthal morphology is distinct from Homo sapiens in the following ways, except for which one?
Okay.
So they're different in every way but this one.
Neanderthal morphology is distinct.
Yeah, meaning it's different from Homo sapiens in the following ways, except for one.
One was an elongated skull.
An elongated brain case.
Okay. Well, then, that's distinct from Homo sapiens. And number two was?
A larger cranial capacity.
And that's distinct from Homo sapiens.
See.
Okay.
Evidence of brain asymmetry.
Huh. Okay, go on.
Having larger teeth.
Okay, that's distinct from Homo sapiens.
And having a retromolar space.
I think that's distinct, too. So is that a symmetry thing?
Yep, that's it. Evidence of brain asymmetry.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, good deal. We have a winner.
And one other thing.
Yes.
One other thing. I listened to the replay of last Monday night's Harmony in Question.
Yeah.
And I said Gravettium. G-R-E-T-T-I-U-M.
All right.
Gravettium.
I must not have understood.
Just went right by. I said Gravettium. Yeah. And then I said Gravettium. And you went, no? Like that. Like you weren't even thinking or something.
No, I just did. Right. I did not understand.
By the way, I'm writing this. I got another song in the oven.
Oh, good.
And it's called She's Dead, but She Don't Know It.
Yeah, well, okay.
Patterned after Randy Newman.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, okay. So Johnny D knows his hominins, of course. Yes, and all right. Now, 888-876-5593. We have another hour of this, and next hour will be your final chance to guess on my straggler. Then I retire it. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than they are in any other state. West Virginia comes close, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York for states where they're less likely to do it than other states. Less likely to do what? All right, 888-876-5593. Or have your own category. Everybody knows something about something, or maybe you'll know the next bumper. I'm kind of counting on it right here on WGN Radio.
Me like this. If you feel like loving, come up and give me a kiss.
One sweet.
Well, anything you feel, or just what I feel. Well, and I never felt like this. Well, I've been rocking and a rolling all day long. I've been dancing and a singing, singing a song. Well, and I know, pretty baby, in my heart. Well, if you keep on dancing, nothing can. It's true.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, every doo-wop fan knows that. Who is it? What's our theme anyway? All right, so that'll be revealed at the end of the night, obviously. Our straggler will be revealed at the end of this hour as well, if you don't get it. People are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in any other state. West Virginia comes a close second, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. Less likely to do it than the other 45 states, that's for sure. Less likely to do what? Roberta is a first-time caller in Batavia. Welcome to WGN Radio, Roberta.
Thank you. I'm thinking of reenactment of the Revolutionary War.
What a nice guess. It's not right, but now remember, they're less likely to do it in Pennsylvania than anywhere else.
Yes. I just thought I'd go the opposite direction.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I think they're probably most likely to do it in Pennsylvania, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm so glad you called. Do it again.
Thank you.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so that will be revealed, and all else as well, but this is the final hour for your guessing on that. All right, but Sherry in Naperville is back on WGN Radio. All right, Sherry.
Okay, here's my last stupid answer to the trivia question. Because Massachusetts, New York, and they're such small states, and I know a lot of people, is it unlikely that the people who work in the state do not live in that state?
No. Interesting, though. No. Very interesting.
Well, because you said concentrate on Massachusetts, New York, and I can't remember the other one. But they're all smaller states.
I don't know. They're smaller maybe in land, but Massachusetts has a lot of people. New York, a giant amount of people. Connecticut, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. But, like, I know, like, Jim Cramer from MSNBC, Mad Money, he lives in New Jersey. He commutes to New York. So That's why I just say that.
Uh-huh. But
and
that's
if
not right.
The other bigger states are rural, maybe they also commute to other states. But anyway, so I have a request. It's mm-hmm. not a song exactly. It's a jingle. It's gone through my head like a month ago a few times. But it's that Armor Hot Dogs. Even kids with chicken pox. But And so I also have a trivia question or a trivia category I'd like to guess at. And it'll either be advertising or the ticker symbols again, which I seem to fail at.
All right, let's do advertising then. A sprinkle a day keeps the odor away.
Sprinkle a day keeps the odor away. Oh, rats. I want to say this one thing, but it's not true. Sprinkle a day keeps the odor away. Oh, rats. I want to say Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, but that can't be right.
Well, you're in the right category. You just have the wrong product.
Sprinkle a day keeps the odor away. Oh, boy. I've heard that probably from the 70s or so.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask David?
You can ask anybody you want. And yes, it's David, it's still a product on the market.
He says sorry. Okay, I'm done.
Shower to shower body powders.
Shower to shower. Oh, I don't remember that body product.
Yeah, well, they're still on the market. They got a ton of different brands of shower to shower. You remember their slogan?
Wow, is it talcum powder?
Well, I don't know if there's talcum in it, but they got most people have gone away from talcum now. But you know, it's body powder as far as that goes. It's perfumed. Most of it, has some different scents or whatever, and it's supposed to be absorbent and wonderful. And I don't know. I don't use it.
Okay. Oh, I don't either. We only use baby powder for getting the sweat off you and. And on baby's bottoms, but getting the sweat off you and the buses when I used to compete in Drum and Bugle Corps, throw it all over us so we would quit sweating.
Well, I'm sure that in the day, shower to shower was pretty much all talc, but nobody uses that anymore because of all the lawsuits.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it isn't. And right.
But it was back
but
when
it
they
was
were
a saying, nice. Yeah. It was a nice feeling on your legs and everything if you rubbed. But I also used baby oil. And with suntan in it, which was probably a no-no.
All right. Well, then. Good deal. That's
okay,
deal.
I love you. Thank you both.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right. So now, yes, these are this is the last hour. Your participation is extremely encouraged because I can't play trivia with myself. Well, I could, but you see, I know the answer, so it just wouldn't be fair. All right, but maybe you don't. And yeah, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in any other state. West Virginia comes next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York. And that's for states with residences less likely to do this. Oh, they do it probably from time to time, but less likely there than in other states. Yeah, so how about that? There's probably a statistic for everything, and this proves it. So here we do have Monday, January 6th, and let's see what I can tell you has been going on yesterday and today while I plead for more of your calls at 8888-ROLLYE. Well, today Shirley Brown turned 78. Yeah, born in West Memphis, Arkansas, and toured with Albert King and Jim Stewart signed her, and Jim Stewart and Al Jackson produced "Woman to Woman," which was probably a biggest hit of what you know. Kenny Loggins, 77. Van McCoy would have been 85, and oh man, was he not prolific! Yeah, born in 1940 in D.C., dropped out of Howard and started his recording career and became a songwriter and producer extraordinaire, truly. Died in 1979, only 39 years old, in Englewood, New Jersey. Paul Revere would have turned 87 tomorrow. Yes, as in Paul Revere and the Raiders. Yeah, born in 1938 in Nebraska, grew up just outside of Boise. And, of course, their claim to fame is they were the house band for Where the Action Is. And then Happening 68. Died in Garden Valley, Idaho in 2014, 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago, October 4th, 76 years old. Earl Scruggs would have been 101 this week. Yeah, and he and Lester Flatt were hilarious as far as that goes. He had an interesting life, Earl did. He survived an automobile accident caused by a drunk driver, a heart attack while still recovering from hip replacement surgery, an airplane crash landing, and ultimately, March 28, 2012, died, 88, natural causes. Nino Tempo, oh man, there are stories there, turned 90 this week, and he is still alive. Sadly, April Stevens died in Scottsdale, April 17th, 2023, just before her 94th birthday. She was older than Nino. Doris Troy would have been 88 this week, born in 1937 in the Bronx. Right. Wrote "How About That" for D. Clark, yeah, as Doris Payne. She did backup vocals with Atlantic Records, and a demo actually was "Just One Look," and they heard it and said, "No, we don't need any re-recording. We'll just release the demo." She was 67 years old, died in 2004 in Las Vegas. Paul Wilson of the Flamingos would have been 90 today, born in 1935 in Chicago, but died way too young, 1988 in Chicago, just 53 years old. L.D. Young would have been 89 tomorrow. Oh, you remember L.D. Young. Young Holt Unlimited, neither of which were around when Soulful Stroke was recorded. It's a long story. Died in 27 in Bangkok, Thailand. and heart attack, 71 years old. And as far as Holt, yeah, Isaac Red Holt, born in May of 32, died in May of 2023, lung cancer, 91. And Ramsey Lewis, while we're at it, because we're talking about Young Holt Unlimited and Ramsey Lewis Trio, don't you know? Ramsey Lewis died in 2022 in Chicago, 87. So that's the deal. Now, by the way, Gene Autry's Melody Ranch premiered on CBS Radio in 1940. Premiered on New Year's Eve, 1940, actually. The pilot was aired on New Year's Eve. And then the Singing Cowboy entertained listeners for 16 years, minus the 2 years he was in the service during World War II. So we have a number of other things happening today, and we'll go over them, but I'd rather talk to you. Cindy called back, and I think she has, hopefully, it better be trivia-related, Cindy.
Oh, no, it was a food recall.
Oh, no, well, you have to tell me that on tomorrow night, then. We don't do that on trivia.
Oh,
all right, talk to you then. Yes, and sure. Aren't there plenty of food recalls? Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. Between that and viruses on cruise ship, I mean, dropping dead of viruses on cruise ship. There was a death I read about just now, but it's been a big problem recently. All right, so we'll get to Jim in Richmond. All right, going to do some Big Bang trivia and the TV show. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Have you seen my baby? Or have you seen my girl? I'm talking about Shirley, the one I told you I love. I search high and low, see and show. I can't find my baby, no matter where I go. I want a $10,000 or reward my girl. I'm walking in circles, pulling hair out of my head. Sometimes I would that I was dead. If you got a good girl, treat her tenderly, or you might wind up like me. I want a $10,000 a reward, my girl.
WGN Radio. Who's that? That's a gift, I'll tell you. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Meant to spur some calls. We'll see if it does. Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you for taking my call.
Always. How do you
First
feel?
First off, that's not a good question. Oh. Number two is I want to say hi to Kim. It was the first time I heard her voice. I listen every night.
Oh, great.
And then number two is, let's just go right after the Big Bang question. Can I put in my request?
Absolutely. All right, Big Bang. In a season 8 episode, the guys met a doctor client of Penny's who had a crush on her. What initially impressed the guys about the doctor?
That he had all this memorabilia from all the movies, you know, like Star Wars and all the other stuff. And it was, I can't think of the actor's name, but it was that he had all this memorabilia because he was a neurologist.
And those were his clients. You're absolutely right. Yes. Doctor to the stars urinary tracts. Okay. Yes. Supposedly he'd given Gene Roddenberry a vasectomy and had James Cameron's kidney stone with him. All right. A fine episode. You are a winner.
And I'm not in a great mood after these last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I have two songs requests.
Okay.
Number one is To Leave Something Behind by Sean Rowe.
I don't know what this is. I'll have to look for it.
Okay, and number two is Whiskey Lullaby by Brad Paisley.
Okay, I'll look for that.
And I thank you.
Okay, I haven't forgotten about your Sha-na-na. In fact, Carol was the one who did unearth some Jaco lead, so I'll have a Sha-na-na for you.
Then that probably won't be till Wednesday.
Might be tomorrow.
Tomorrow you said you were.
You're right. It will be Wednesday. You're right. Absolutely, tomorrow will be all Brenton Wood. Yeah, I'm pretty broken up about that. All right.
Right.
Well, thanks. Appreciate the call.
And it's not been a very good last 2 weeks. So
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, you betcha. And I hope you can get back together with Kim and get more on all the adaptive things you can master, because you're going to need it, and it'll change your life.
Well, let's just say the eyesight is not getting better.
No, well, that's what I mean, and I'm afraid it's not going to, which is why this is the time to really concentrate on what you can do to make up for not being able to see. And there are so many things, so I want you to find them all. All right,
okay.
So we'll talk about that.
Love you and John.
You too. Now, hang on. I got to have John confirm your address, because you won. You were right. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely right on his Big Bang Theory. So we put Jim on hold, and we move to Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, you know, the weather is getting pretty cold, so the walk is getting very hard, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, man, I guess, yes. Well, stay warm. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're talking all the different MBTI types. With this type, 80% of what they tell you is bull, and they don't intend to actually keep their promises. What's the type?
Mm-hmm. You said 80% of what they say is bull?
Yeah, is crap, basically. Is BS.
Okay. I guess it would be... my first guess is ESTP.
You're a winner!
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely right. You know your types. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Yes, indeed. All right. I bet you they're charmers. All right. Hang on. All right. So are braggers anyway. So Naoto in Japan is absolutely right once again. Good deal. And let's see. Oh, James on the South Side wants his World War II trivia. By the way, James, I just ordered a World War II trivia book just for you. All right. Because I'm kind of running out of questions here. So how's it going?
Fine, okay, did fall, but I'm all right.
No, you fell?
Yeah, but I'll be all right. Luckily, I grabbed a hold of the railing.
Thank God for that. But, oh, man, that's terrible. That's scary as all get out. I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, but I'm doing fine. At least nothing broken, nothing sprained.
Good. Any pain?
No, thankfully.
Oh, that's good. All right, so that's at least a start in the right directions. All right, so let's...
how are you?
Let's see. You want World War II trivia. And I just found a bunch of World War II airplane trivias, but I know that's not your thing, so I have to find out the rest of World War II here. And we fight it all again. So hang on, and I'll do that. I'll come back with a perfect, well, I don't know if it'll be perfect, but it'll be a World War II trivia question coming up. Don't go away. All right, now, you can have your own categories, by the way. And this is the waning half hour. I reveal the straggler and the bumper stumper, so we've got two more to go. And so this is the time for you to get on it. And we'll review the questions and all of that coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who are they? I love that. Big thing, bigger than high is up. All right, so what do they have in common with everything else we played? We only have one more. No guesses on the theme so far. Very big surprise to me. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, while we retire our question, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than in other states. West Virginia comes next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York for the state where residents are less likely to do this. Do what? You've done it, probably. It'd be very unusual if you haven't done it. Now, how many times you've done it, well, I guess that's what we're talking about here. And in Pennsylvania, they're less likely to do it. So I have no idea. I haven't seen the poll to find out what states do it the most, but those are the five that do it the least. So we're talking to James on the South Side about World War II, and we're back with a historic question, and you'll get it. After the Japanese surrender, on which day was there the worldwide celebration of VJ Day?
Okay, I am going to say August the 8th.
Oh, oh man, you're week off. August the 15th.
Oh, I was going to take some guesses. It's also at the straggler too.
Oh, good. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I was going to say they are. I'm going to say less likely to drink and drive.
Nope.
Less likely less likely to vote.
Nope.
Less likely to maybe smoke cannabis.
Nope. Three more.
Okay. Less likely to give their wives birthday gifts.
Nope, that's four. Got two more.
Okay, I'm from the look sound of it, I'm not anywhere close.
No, you're really not.
Okay, let's see. Less likely to less likely to abstain from overtime.
Nope. One more.
Okay. Less likely to go and visit relatives.
Nope. All right. You'll find out in moments.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So,
you take care.
Yes,
you sound better, though.
Oh, thank you. I can't claim I feel better, but if I sound better, I guess I'm halfway there. Good deal. Thanks.
Okay.
All right,
you take
care. Yeah, so, I was just looking up this VJ stuff, by the way, and for years in America, we celebrated on September 2nd, but August 15th is the official VJ day, and the UK continue to celebrate it on August 15th, while the United States picked September 2nd, so that is the deal there. And that, of course, the formal surrender aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, Japan, on September 2nd. But August 15th in Japan is known as the Memorial Day for the end of the year. So we'll go with August 15th. And either way, August 8th wasn't it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We only got one bumper stumper left, so I'll let you hear it. And then be thinking about the theme. I'm very, you know, this was one of those themes that I didn't use because I thought you'd get it right away. And we haven't even had a guess on it yet, so that's a surprise. But I have a feeling the final bumper stumper, oh, Doo-Wop fans unite, one of you will know it, that's for sure, coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't go. don't know
if you ever say goodbye. I'm gonna lay right down and cry.
Don't go, don't go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Do up at his finest. Who are they? Yeah, doesn't get better than them. All right, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. West Virginia comes in second, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York, where people are unlikely to do it. Do what? Now, virtually all of us have done it. All right. Now, it varies how often we've done it, but statewide, people are less likely to do it in Pennsylvania than anywhere. So what is it? Now, before we get to, we've got Anita in Beloit and Karen in Chicago with some guesses here. I was just thinking about VJ. I mentioned that usually September 2nd here, but the big date, of course, August 15, 1945. And just before that announcement by President Truman, the day before on August 14th, that's when that infamous picture was taken in Times Square of the sailor kissing the nurse, allegedly. Now, what's interesting is two different photographers took it at the same time. Albert Eisenstadt went to Times Square to take candid photographs, and he stood there and got four shots, and that was published in Life. But Victor Jorgensen, he was pretty much in the same place, got shots too, published in the New York Times. Now, a lot of people claim to be the sailor or the female. I don't think we've ever confirmed who the sailor might have been, but we know who the female was, and it was not a nurse, as was figured. It was a dental assistant, Greta Zimmer Friedman, who clarified later that she was grabbed by a sailor. And John just handed me the picture. Yeah, we have this. So which one is this? Is this the Eisenstadt or the Alfred Eisenstadt? Okay, this is Life's. Yeah, and so very similar picture by Victor Jorgensen in the New York Times. All right, we've got it on the wall. So, all right, very, very good. So that's the deal. So anyway, that was Greta, and she thought it was more of a jubilant act that he didn't have to go back. Found out later he was so happy that he didn't have to go back to the Pacific, where he already had been through the war and through hell, and the reason he grabbed someone dressed like a nurse was that he just felt very grateful to all the nurses who took care of the wounded. So that's the deal on those two shots, almost the same shot, published in two different places by two different photographers. So, yes, now you know. All right, so Anita in Beloit's got some guests on her question. What do you think, Anita?
It was very interesting about that picture.
Yeah.
First. Yeah, every inquiring minds, you know.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with food?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, Pennsylvania, they got Hershey's out there. They got all these other factories that, you know.
And they got cheesesteaks, yes, yes, but it's not. No,
yeah,
food.
So I thought, they don't eat well out there.
Oh, no, they eat very well. That's the thing. Are you kidding? A good cheesesteak?
Maybe they eat more junk than anybody else, so they don't eat very well.
Well, I don't know. I think a cheesesteak has every major food group you'd need. But in any event,
I feel
it's
like
not food.
About pizza.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too. And, you know, pizza's very big in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, not food.
The other thing is, I got another guest here. The things they don't do in Pennsylvania more than anywhere else, they don't take care of the roads?
Nope, although I would agree with that, actually. Okay. But no.
Okay, and another thing is, out east, they're kind of snobby out east. Maybe they're not as friendly as other places?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Those are nice guesses, though. All right, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All fine guesses. The only thing wrong is they're not right. But other than that, they're plumb perfect. All right. So, Karen in Chicago, what do you think?
Hi. Show affection in public.
Say what?
Be affectionate in the public.
No, that's, know, like, that's not. Yeah, no, I know exactly. Yeah, like the things that are illegal in Dubai. No, not.
Okay. Okay. Goat insurance.
Did you say goat insurance?
Go to church.
Oh, go to church. I thought you said goat insurance.
I have a cold. It might be a little crazy. Seek higher education.
No.
Seek psychotherapy.
No, although it might be needed, but no.
Commit murder.
No, unfortunately, no.
Thank the Lord.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. You got New York and Pennsylvania on the list, and you think they're less likely to commit murder? Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Go to the doctor.
No.
Okay, that's it for me.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, good deal. So, I suppose I should have goat insurance, but in any event, it isn't that either. There are no goats involved, or any insurance, truth be known. All right, so in moments, I'll tell you, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other states. If you have final thoughts, this is the time to get them in there. 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH, don't delay. All right, now, I think we're probably going to talk about the bumper stumpers. And I am so stunned that you didn't get the theme. And actually, you only got a few of the records. Jimmy Rogers, and see, that's the one where I was convinced, oh, you'll get the theme. And then Ed Burns, another one. I was convinced, oh, you'll get the theme. And then Lee Dorsey, not quite as convinced. But, all right, so what all did you hear? Well, you heard Lloyd Price, Have You Ever Had the Blues? 1959 on ABC Paramount. And that was the flip side of personality. You heard Jimmy Rogers, Make Me a Miracle, 1959 on Roulette. And that was the flip side of Secretly. You getting the idea? You heard the Parliaments, Don't Be Sore at Me, 1967 on Revelot. That was the flip side of All Your Goodies Are Gone. The Channels, All Alone, 1957 on Gone. That was the B-side of Altar of Love. Ed Cookie Burns, like we mentioned, You're the Top was the B-side of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. Lee Dorsey, Messed Around and Fell in Love, that was the flip side of You're Breaking Me Up. The Shepherds, Feel Like Lovin', 1961 on Apex, that was the flip side of Tragic. Ernie Cato, Won a $10,000 Reward, that was 1960 in Minute, that was the flip side of Mother-in-Law. The Sapphires, Gonna Be a Big Thing, 1966 on Ampar. You'll Never Stop Me From Loving You was the A-side. And the Spaniels, Don't You Go, 1955 on BJ. That was the flip side of Doo-Wah. All right, so they were all B-sides. That was the deal. Every one of them was a B-side. And in some cases got more play than the A-sides. In most cases didn't, and in many cases didn't get hardly any play at all. All right, so that was our theme, and those were our songs. And You Let Me Down. All right, so now, that's all right, fine. Straggler, people are less likely to do this in Pennsylvania than any other state. West Virginia comes in next, followed by Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. For states with residents less likely to do this than the other 45 states. And like I say, you've done it. So you're not going to guess you've given up. Less likely to move to another house. Yeah, people in Pennsylvania are rooted. They're less likely to ever move. And that's followed by West Virginia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. Now, clearly, some are going to move occasionally, but not often compared to other states. They are entrenched. And I don't think it had anything to do with the cost of housing either. So that was our straggler. And that pretty much concludes Monday Night Trivia with about 6 minutes to spare. So I figured we'll go over other things that are happening in the last couple days. Why not? Or if you want to call and talk about most anything, we can do that. 888-876-5593. Again, tomorrow night we're going to have all our bumpers dedicated to Brenton Wood. So sorry that he passed. Though, on the other hand, so glad that he passed, because this was a very rough year for him, and he has not been well at all, and pretty much living in a hospital bed for the recent past at home. So it's a release to him, and at 83 years old, farewell and Godspeed. But it's such a loss, as far as I'm concerned, to the music community. Now, you might know him because of a couple of his hits, but he was just huge in East Los Angeles, and part of that scene in Art LeBeau and Huggy Boy just played the heck out of him. So we'll talk more about him tomorrow night. But other than that, let's see what do we have. Well, today was Bean Day. I don't know how you celebrate. Tomorrow is Orthodox Christmas. Oh, I guess we could use that as the reason it took us till now to send out those cards. All right, Estelle Real Day in Wyoming, and it's observed. I don't know what that is. But January 8th, the Battle of New Orleans. So that's Wednesday. It's a state legal holiday, and I'm sure that Johnny Horton will be heard. We'll get to your requests again on, got a lot of them again, they're piling up, but Wednesday and Thursday as far as that goes. Now, other things happening. Johnny Adams would have been 93 yesterday. He was known as the Tan Canary, and man, he did so many neat songs, and I guess his first national hit was A Losing Battle, which Dr. John wrote, and Reconsider Me might have been his biggest, but no, I Won't Cry, the original I Won't Cry, yeah, the Mercury version, not the SSS version, I Won't Shed a Tear, I'll Keep on Loving You Year After Year, that was my fave, died in 1998 in Baton Rouge, cancer 66, and he was born in New Orleans, so he was a Louisiana guy. Wilbert Harrison would have turned 96 on Sunday, and he sadly had a stroke in Spencer, North Carolina in 1994, 65 years old. All right, there's a lot more. Sam Phillips, let me mention that one, would have been 102 Sunday. Yeah, born in Florence, and disc jockey, songwriter, record producer, record label owner, radio station owner, and so much more. All right, so, yeah, Memphis Recording Service. We'll talk more about him probably during the week. But, okay, so Tubby is going to close the show with a short story, and we want to hear it. All right, Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay, how you doing tonight?
All right, good to hear from you. So tell me the story.
Okay, the quickie is, I used to take the Broadway Limited out of Chicago. They had two trains. One used to go into Penn, one used to go out of Chicago, and then one would go to Grand Central. So in the morning when everybody got up and the ladies were on the little bench in the bathroom, we would sit there and, a little small talk, waiting to brush our teeth and wash our face. So I sat next to this lady. Now, you know, my mother's Caucasian. I'm this little black, nappy-headed girl. And she said, I said, where are you from? She said, I'm from Pittsburgh. And I shocked her when I said, oh, yeah, I used to live in Coraopolis. I think that's sure. I said, you know where the two rivers meet.
Yeah.
The Allegheny meet.
Monongahela.
To make the mouth of the Ohio.
Yeah.
And she was like, girls, I love it. I was at a little boarding school out there on the other side of Fort Pitt. And all my stories are so vivid. And ever since I called you, all these stories keep coming up. I know that about threw her off the train. She was like, what is she talking about, Coraopolis? I said, yeah, McKeesport.
That's great.
And when you asked me the other day about where, like a Rancho Santa Fe,
yeah,
I used to love it, and Miami and stuff.
Yeah,
and okay, the footnote to all this, and I'm gonna say goodnight, is that having lived in all these cities with jobs,
yeah,
and apartments, okay, has taught me so much about people, and I just go back and forth in my brain. I had such a ball, D.C., living in, working and living in Georgetown when Nixon was resigning. I mean, if you came out of the office right there, we were by M Street, you were like two blocks from Watergate, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
So it was plenty of square. Right down the street from 1600. All this stuff is in me. I'm talking about writing about it.
Oh, you should. You absolutely should.
Yeah, you ain't heard half of the story I got to tell you, because I can step on you. I can step on you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good deal. Golly,
you be safe.
All right, you bless too. You. Thanks for calling, Tubby.
And thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. And always good stories from Tubby. Now, James on the South Side has requests. If he can get them in 15 seconds, we can take them and add them to the list. So, all right, James, what are you adding to the list?
Okay. I don't know if I added strange to it or
I think so.
Always.
Yes.
Always?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, you will want to love me. That rather odd sounding title one.
I don't know.
You'll have to call me
again to tell me about it because I'm out of time. And I've got the other ones you requested, okay, though. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Now, we thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. We'll reconvene 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I hope you'll call tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.